call themselves oppressed. They appear as sheep, and in reality are as ferocious wolves. They exercise every sort of oppression, endeavor to destroy the foundation of the covenant, and claim to be Baha'is.
Exactly.
Well, now that's very true, but what about this frequent complaint of those souls who say they only want to see what the covenant breakers are writing, or they only want to talk with them in order to get their viewpoint?
Yes.
As after all, the Baha'i faith teaches the independent investigation of truth.
Yes, it does. It's very clever, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, the principle of independent, and this is very important, the principle of the independent investigation of truth has to do with our search to find out if Baha'u'llah is the true one, to find out the truth of his mission to the world. Is Baha'u'llah the messenger of God, the true messenger of God? Is the Baha'i faith the truth? Mm-hmm. Now, in this search, we must not be influenced by anything. No one, family, friends, background, but only by our own mind, our own heart, and our own spirit. Then once that we have accepted Baha'u'llah, we believe him to be the messenger of God, then our search is ended. For we also accept his writings and his teachings. And you see, it is Baha'u'llah himself in his writings that has instructed us to avoid and to shun and have no contact with these violators of the covenant. You see, they're not people who are trying to find the truth. They're people who have found the truth and have renounced it and now are attending
it.
Yes.
Look at it this way.
Yes.
If we accept without question the report of a finest doctor, we want to find the best doctor in the world. Mm. We search and search until we find one we're absolutely convinced is the most supreme. And he has his own clinic that can solve all the problems of medicine. Now, if this doctor tells us that the disease that certain people are afflicted with is a dread malignant disease, infectious, that can kill us, then we don't, on the pretext of independent investigation of truth, say, well, if you don't mind, I think I'll go into the isolation ward and talk with him because I want independently to find this out. We don't ignore the doctor's advice and the warning and make contact with these infected people and associate with them. If we do, we're stricken with the same disease. It can't help but happen. Our independent investigation of truth to find a doctor we could rely on becomes meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
This excuse has nothing to do with the truth. It's the independent investigation of falsehood, not truth.
This is wonderful. You know, I must have needed this session because, really, I've been so enriched by this, Bill. It's been wonderful.
Well, certainly.
Well, I'm very grateful.
I appreciate it.
I hope it'll be helpful for all of us in when we have to deal with the covenant breakers and the danger of association with them will be made clear. I think it helps to bring it home forcefully, at least. You know, the beloved master, Abdu'l-Bahá, only 2 days before his passing, cabled us here in the West even one last time about the danger of such association. What was it he said, Tony?
He who sits with a leper catches leprosy.
Oh, how plain.
And I believe he wrote in that same hour some other very pointed remarks.
Yes, Bill, the master wrote, quote, in the early days after the ascension of the Blessed Beauty, the center of violation, Muhammad Ali, was alone. Little by little, the infection spread. And this was due to companionship and association.
Imagine. And that's a quote from Abdu'l-Bahá.
You know, it seems a pity that the progress of our teaching work has to be interrupted from time to time by such attacks.
Never feel that way. These attacks are really a blessing in disguise.
But it seems a pity that these enemies, such as the covenant breakers, should take up so much of our time.
Well, you know, if we're firm in the covenant, we should welcome these attacks, believe me, with delight. They prove the invincible fabric of the faith. They're campaign ribbons of victory for the radiant army of Baha'u'llah. Tony, would you hand me that book there of the Messages of the Guardian, 1932-46? Here, you see, these powerful words are from the Guardian and should remove any concern anyone should have about such attacks. Don't worry about them. Don't be disturbed in the least about them. Be pleased and happy and radiant. Listen to what our beloved Guardian writes to America. From the record of its tumultuous history, almost every page of which portrays a fresh crisis, is laden with the description of a new calamity, recounts the tale of a base betrayal, and is stained with the account of unspeakable atrocities, there emerges, clear and incontrovertible, the supreme truth that with every fresh outbreak of hostility to the faith, whether from within or without, a corresponding measure of outpouring grace, sustaining its defenders and confounding its adversaries, has been providentially released, communicating a fresh impulse to the onward march of the faith. This increased hostility is accompanied by a still more arresting revelation of divine power and more brilliant victories.
Strange, isn't it?
A cause that in the end will resolve these issues and will crush the resistance of those enemies through a still more glorious unfoldment of its inherent power. The resistless march of the faith of Baha'u'llah, viewed in this light, resolves itself into a series of rhythmic pulsations, precipitated on the one hand through the explosive outbursts of its foes and the vibrations of divine power on the other, which speeded with ever-increasing momentum along that predestined course traced for it by the hand of the Almighty.
That's very beautiful.
Isn't it?
It is indeed. And there's more. Another paragraph. Beloved Guardian says, as opposition to the faith, from whatever source it may spring, whatever form it may assume, however violent it outbursts, this is admittedly the motive power that galvanizes on the one hand the souls of its valiant defenders and taps for them on the other fresh springs of divine and inexhaustible energy. Far from regarding any manifestations of hostility as an evidence of the weakening of the pillars of the faith, we should acclaim it both as a God-sent gift and a God-sent opportunity, which, if we remain undaunted, we can utilize for the furtherance of his faith and for the routing and complete elimination of its adversaries. Okay, you feel better now?
Well,
you see, beloved friends, this is why we should never be disturbed by attacks in the faith. Those that we don't bring on through our own neglect or indifference or faint-heartedness or unwisdom. The covenant of Baha'u'llah is a fortress for our protection. It's our impregnable shield against all onslaughts against the faith or against ourselves as Baha'is. The Master has written, every soul who is firm in the covenant is luminous, like unto a candle, which emanates its light on those around it. While every wavering soul is an utter failure, frozen, lifeless, dead, yet moving. This, Abdu'l-Bahá continues, this one proof is sufficient to demonstrate the greatness of the covenant. Today, he writes in another place, every wise, vigilant, and foresighted person is awakened, and unto him are unveiled the mysteries that nothing save the power of the covenant is able to stir and move the hearts of humanity.
Oh, beautiful. What a wonderful study class this has been, Bill. But you know, we haven't had a chance yet to introduce our guests present
You're
at the
right,
study class tonight.
I
what
suggest
shall
we do it right now. Huh?
All right, let's go around from right to left. Rowena?
Rowena Burak, Los Angeles.
Joseph McCormack, Sierra Madre.
Marguerite Sears, Palm Springs.
I thought I
Keith Quigley, Beverly Hills.
Sylvine Happany, Los Angeles.
Gene Johnson, Culver Judicial District.
Tony Lees, Los Angeles, California.
William Sears, Palm Springs.
Robert Quigley, Beverly Hills.
Well, you know what lucky people we are, beloved friends. Tell me, where are the victories of the covenant breakers for the past 121 years? Where are the hearts of humanity they've stirred and led to Baha'u'llah? Where are their temples, their schools, their masses of believers? Mm-hmm. Where are their centers like a blanket around the world? Where's the evidence of any sign of power from these past and present enemies? Yet every one of you, of us, the loyal followers of Baha'u'llah, has only to gaze in any direction to witness the never-before-equaled victories of his precious faith. Mm. Magnificent shrines, beautiful houses of worship built in each continent, national assemblies representing over 260 countries, territories, and islands, 21,000 centers or more girdling the globe, an astonishing and unparalleled increase in the number of new believers among all classes and segments of society, among the Pygmies, the Aborigines, the Maori, the Eskimo, the Islander, from Muslim, Hindu, Buddha, Zoroastrian, pagan, agnostic, and atheistic background, among the black, the yellow, the white, the brown, and the red races, professors and ditch diggers, scholars and laborers, scientists and housewives, a true cross-section of humanity.
Yes.
The world has never before witnessed such a wave of earth-circling love as in the rise of the world order of Baha'u'llah. Yes. Mankind has never before in history witnessed such a flood of teaching victories among such a variety of peoples, unique and peerless. The spiritual conquest of the planet, beloved friends, is truly underway and through the power of the covenant of Baha'u'llah. It's bringing new life to a dead world, a promise of future peace, security, and happiness for all our fellow men. May we share with you these words in closing our study class.
There is a power in this cause, a mysterious power, far, far, far above the ken of men and angels. That invisible power is the cause of all these outward activities. It moves the hearts. It rends the mountains. It administers the complicated affairs of the cause. It inspires the friends. It dashes into 1,000 pieces all the forces of opposition. Mm-hmm.
Those words are from the beloved master, as are these. Now make an effort, the master writes, and with all your heart and might, enkindle the fire of the love of the covenant. For in this day, the moving power throughout the whole world is the power of the covenant. It is the artery pulsating in the body of the world. Therefore, breathe the spirit of the covenant and testament as much as ye can into the hearts, so that the souls may progress day by day and obtain a new exhilaration.
You have been attending a study class on the significance of covenant breaking and its relationship to the greatness and majesty of the covenant of Baha'u'llah. It has been conducted by Hand of the Cause, Mr. William Sears. He was assisted by Mr. Anthony Leese, a member of the Auxiliary Board for the Hands of the Faith in the Western Hemisphere. We hope you'll join us for another study class in the near future.